cleverly devise. This is something that comes, there's a Greek word that says all this, it's cunningly devised as well, is that you are to cleverly, with the wisdom of God, be able to discern that that is good and that that you toss by the wayside. That is to say, false teaching, false prophecies, things of that nature. You're supposed to be able to cleverly or cunningly, in a good sense, devise. That's to say, separate. That's called spiritual discernment as well. Open your Bibles, if you would, to 1 Peter chapter 1. And we're going to pick it up there and try this little word out here. This word is utilized many times in the Old Testament, not many times, but a few times in the Old Testament. The Greek word there in the Sanhedrin, which is to say the Greek Bible of the Old Testament. We're going to still cover it even in the Hebrew. So we pick it up with verse 15, and it reads, moreover, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 15, moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. Don't let them slide. Hang on to them. For we have not followed cunningly devised. There you have the word. Fables, only in the negative sense. When we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. We witnessed it in person. We observed it with our own eyes. Even after the resurrection of he being with us. So, you always beware, for the cunningly devised fables grow worse and worse as time goes on. And people would like nothing better than to mislead you if you give them the opportunity. Indeed, they will. So, always remember the reminder that Peter gives you, this old fisherman, and the majesty which they were eyewitnesses. As a matter of fact, I'm going to verse 17. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. We were there, we heard it. How precious it was that this is of the truth guaranteed by the Holy Spirit. And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. Even the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter heard this. Verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, you pay attention, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn. And the day star arise in your hearts, the true day star, not the phony. Lucifer's bright day star also. You don't go there. He copies everything that our Father allows the Son to do. That's why you must cunningly, carefully devise, that is to say, separate fact from fiction and stay with that that is true. Do you know one of the best ways you can tell whether you're really on track? God will always bless you. And if you get off in a patch where you're not being blessed, you better do a little thinking. Better do a little reconnecting. Better get back into the word that Peter's reminding you of here. And know from whom all blessings flow. You get disconnected, the one from whom all blessings flow, guess what? It's a rough day. And so it is. 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. It's for the whole family. 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And so it is, meaning it's God speaking, not man. Anytime you start listening to man instead of the Scripture, rightly dividing it, proving it and proving yourself in it, you're kind of asking for trouble. You have to cunningly, wisely, carefully devise. And that's a word that means to, even a little division doesn't hurt. And you have to separate yourself from false teachings and stay with the scripture of God, Almighty God. Was it this way in the Old Testament? He just got through telling us it was. Days of old. Go with me to Psalms chapter 19. Psalms chapter 19. I want to reiterate again that the word cunning devise, as we used in the New Testament, is still used in the Greek Septuagint. And the word is sophizo, sophizo, S-O-P-H-I-Z-O, pronunciation sophizo. And it means to cunningly devise or to make wise. It means to pay attention. Now, chapter 19, the great book of Psalms, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. All you got to do is look up. And the firmament showeth his handiwork. All you got to do is look at this earth and pay attention to it. If you're awake, watch what happens on this earth. Day up unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Intelligence come from above, in the very creation that God created for us. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. If you pay attention and if you can read it, animals can read it, it's nature. So you have to cunningly watch what the Father does. Observe how he has done it. Verse 4, their lying has gone out through all the earth, their intelligence, inheritance, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun. And naturally, we all know what that is, the zodiac. 5, for which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. It's there. Have you read it? His going forth is from one end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Nothing can come in between. And nothing can come between you and our Father, for he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. But can you read the signs? You might say, well, give us a starter. Well, at the first of the year, our Father has a wonderful thing happen. Pretty soon, the icicles melt and it starts warming up. That's spring. Okay. Isn't that wonderful? God lets you know. And then when the sun pops on a little hotter, well, you've moved into summer. And that's time to get to planting and doing a lot of things if you like to eat real good food. And then comes fall, that's the harvest, and you begin to prepare, winterize things, and get set. Guess what? Because winter's coming. That's four seasons, which four is always the number of the earth, just as we have four directions. Have you ever noticed it? North, east, south, and west? It's the number of this old terra firma, erect in the Hebrew tongue. So the Father makes it real easy for us. But you've got to read the sign. You've got to pay attention, for he gives us many in-depth studies through nature itself and through his work. 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. This word wise in the Hebrew is chokhem. It is the same word used here as in the Greek translation, as we did, just used a few times, that you cunningly become wise. you carefully become wise in studying, observing. Do you know something? You pay attention to God's work instead of what man might say. You know, if you listen to man, some nutcase might come around and tell you, we got global warming going. Okay. Are you going to listen to the Father? Or he said, we will always have cold and hot. Or you could listen to some nutcase. That's up to you. Okay. But you need to read the sign and pay attention. And naturally, the word wise here is the reason we came here. Cunningly wise. Check it out. Discern. Devise. Separate. False from truth. 8, the statutes, that's to say the precepts of the Lord are right. Rejoicing the heart, the commandment of the Lord is pure. Enlightening the eyes, it gives you eyes to see and ears to hear, to know the nature itself and how our Heavenly Father operates. Look up at night, they're always talking to you. You don't make a religion out of it, but you admire the beauty that our Father put there. The fear of the Lord, verse 9, is clean. That means to reverence, to love Him, that word in the Hebrew. Enduring forever. How long does it last? Forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Don't ever fall out of that chain of events. You know, curses are out there waiting if you allow it, but you don't have to put up with it. Why? You're a child of God. You can order all that away from you with authority. You do not tolerate it. That's as it is. Verse 10, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The very droppings of the honeycomb cannot compare to the love that God has for you when you return that love and He blesses you, enlightens you. You see, a lot of people say, well, I don't really quite understand. Well, have you ever told Him that? You know, He is your Father. Have you ever talked to Him and said, Father, I need a little more clarity on that? Boom, chances are you're going to get it. If you've done your homework, He's going to enlighten you. Why? He loves you. That's why. That's why you want to stay under His wing, under His grace, under His love, whereby He blesses you evermore. And those droppings from that honeycomb over the buds of your mind absorb, and the truth prevails always. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. You got it? Do you ever take a warning, or do you just plow on into it? Do you ever pay attention to what's happening in the world, or do you just swallow it, hook, line, and sinker? Because the word will warn you. And in keeping of them, there is great reward. Father sees to it. It's real easy to be pleasing to the Father. All He wants is your love. Verse 12, who can understand His errors? Yeah. Pretty hard sometimes for us to understand our errors because we're pretty generous with ourselves. Cleanse thou me from secret faults. In other words, lead me and keep my mind in the right track, watching nature, deciding what's right and wrong in the eyes of Almighty God by His statutes. 13, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me, then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Aggression of what? What's the great transgression? Apostasy. The falling away. The deception by the Antichrist himself. If you heed the warnings that God gives you from His Word, there is no way you're going to be deceived. You're going to follow Him, and He's going to keep His wing over you. They cannot harm you. They cannot touch you. because you are a child of the living God. Verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength. The word here is zuh. In the Hebrew, it means rock. You're my rock and my redeemer. And he is our redeemer, and it is he that redeems us. Watch the nature. Watch the signs. Watch the seasons. But most of all, gain that wisdom cunningly, whereby you know what's right and you know what's wrong in teachings, whereby you're not misled. Never allow someone to mislead you. Stick to the Scripture. It's not given for some personal interpretation where some preacher can say, only I can understand this. No, it's not personal. It's for everybody. Whereby if it's taught properly, everybody can understand. For true wisdom is to take that might be complicated and simplify it where everybody can understand. That is the Word of God, and that is what he puts forth for us. Go on with me to Psalms 104 while we're here. Psalms 104. Verse 1. Beautiful psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, all the way he is, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain. It's all there. Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind. That is to say, Ruach, the Holy Spirit. Verse 4, who maketh his angels, that's to say, his messengers, spirits, and his ministers a flaming fire. With what? Truth. Who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. You know, a lot of people say, well, I thought we were getting a new world. No, this one's being rejuvenated. It's here forever. Ever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment, and the waters stood above the mountains. And so it was as he prepared this. Skip on to verse 16 for me. Verse 16. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted. That's the house of Israel. Always symbolic of the trees and cedars of Lebanon. And full of sap means they're full of life. Why? Because God has touched them. He said, you are my, in the great book of Isaiah, he says, you are my planting, and I am, meaning trees, and I am your husband, Ishai, in the Hebrew tongue. And so he is. Verse 17, where the birds make their nest, as for the stork, the fir trees, or her house. What is cunning in that? Well, stork is a dirty bird. It's unclean. The unclean always try to nest in that that is righteous. Are you cunning enough to know that? You should know it from looking at nature itself. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the coonies. God provided the earth where they have protection. They're up there high enough, and they can skip like a mountain goat, and boy, can they go. 19, he appointeth the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. They know the time. They know God's schedule. Have you ever paid attention to it? Do you know it? Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. In other words, when it gets dark, those animals that hunt at night, here they come. They're out there. Well, it's their time. Well, then I don't need to go to the forest at night if I'm not equipped. Not unless you want to get some company. Okay. That's what he's telling you, okay? And The young lions, verse 21, the young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. Don't read over that. God feeds his own. God makes it possible. They expect God to feed them. Verse 22, the sun ariseth. They gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. When that old sun comes up, they gather together, they're out of it. Safe. It's their time. 23, man goeth forth unto his work when it's daylight, and to his labor until the evening. When evening comes, 24, O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom, there's our word, okay. Cunning knowledge. In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. Kakan in the Hebrew tongue. Teaching truth. Teaching wisdom and knowledge to see the simplicity, the very simple way in which our Father created this earth and everything in it. 25, so is this great and wide sea wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. And so it is that our Father created everything. The old Leviathan is there. The sheep, the ships are there. 27, these wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. Does Father give you your meat in due season? If he's blessing you, he is. Think about it. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. He takes care of business. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to the dust. That's nature. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. And so it is, and so he shall. And so it is. That our Father is in control, and he will renew, as it is written in Revelation 21, ultimately. But from the dust we came, and to the dust we'll return. But the spiritual body has a time, and it returns instantly to the Father. Psalms 119, go to Mem. Mem is verse 97. That's the Hebrew letter M, which always signifies water. In this case, the living water. It signifies Yahweh's word, the source of wisdom, here in Mem. Verse 97. O, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. 98. Though through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. You want to absorb that. Take it in and listen to it. 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditations. And so it is that when you have the Holy Spirit teaching you, when it comes to teachers of the world, you immediately rise above that. When it comes to understanding, now don't be one of these people that it would put you on an ego trip thinking you're better than anyone. That's not what he said. But wiser, cunningly wiser, to be able to decide. But not making you special just because you have more understanding, but because God loves you, indeed. Verse 100, I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. In other words, if you keep the Word of God and if you listen to it in the simplicity in which Christ brings it forth, there are a lot of ancients that did not reckon or comprehend. Number one, they haven't seen the things that you've seen. They haven't seen jet aircraft. They haven't seen world powers. You have. They didn't see worldwide wars because all of the world wasn't even discovered yet with the ancients. So you stand in a position where you should understand more because communication has improved. So you don't want to go get on an ego trip just because you may understand more about the Word than the ancients because you've seen it come to pass and have the history thereof. 101. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. That's what's important, the Word of God. 102. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. Taught me good from evil. Taught me right from wrong. Has made things very clear in that respect. And again, when we back up to verse 98, made me wiser than mine enemies. Wiser, there's that word in the Greek, sophizo. In the Hebrew, kakem, again, meaning to cunningly devise, to understand, to be above your enemies, to be sharper than your enemies, because you know the plan of God. Now, verse 102, I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me, and he teaches us well. 103, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And there again, so it is, that as that truth goes over the buds of your mind, you absorb it and you see it, the seasons, the time, the understanding. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. And you can't help it. You know, you might think, well, why do I get so angry when I see our people wronged on television, in the news, and through politics? It's righteous indignation. It's natural to show a little righteous indignation when you see our people abused, and unfortunately most of them are ignorant concerning what's really, really happening. Let's return, if we may, to the New Testament. Let's go back to 2 Timothy. Second Timothy, as you'll notice, follows 1 Timothy. Brilliant, is it not? See, that simple wisdom of truth and rightly dividing the Word of God. Chapter 3, verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. So, I mean, he warns you. Don't lose your cool. Verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. I mean, it seems like that Mr. Green gets all the attention, Tender Green. Verse 3, without natural affection, that's perversion, truce breakers, false accusers, gossipers, incontinent, that means no self-control, furious, despisers, haters, that is, of those that are good. Oh, they'll tear up a Christian right and left. Many other religions can get away with anything, but boy, a Christian has a hard put way to get away with anything. They don't know it, but we take home the whole cake. Boy, is that nice, okay. Verse 4, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. That's their downfall. And that's why you want to separate yourself cunningly, rightly dividing the Word of God. 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. I mean, well, you don't understand, brother. I go to church. I mean, we don't study the Word of God, but we have a church. Well, if you don't study the Word of God, pray tell me, what do you study? Well, we study what preacher so-and-so says, the traditions of men. You see, the traditions of men make void the Word of God. Just because somebody claims to be something, that's where the cunning comes in. Not to disgrace, not to tear down, but to see that you are not pulled down. You cunningly spot someone that doesn't know the truth. And then you be very careful. You still plant seeds. You don't have to be afraid. But you know who to listen to and who not to listen to. So there's nothing wrong with people claiming to have a form of godliness, but is it real? That's where the discernment comes in. Verse 6. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, and silly men also. There's no gender intended there. Sometimes men can be led away easier than women can with half-truths, half-baked minds, and into perversion. It's a disgrace. It truly is. Well, how could I prevent that? The Word of God. Listen to it. He will forewarn you. He will lead you and protect you. But most of all, He never breaks that contact. Only you can do that. And He will always bless you. The thing is beware false teaching. You don't want it. Verse 7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. I mean, why? Ratchet join. Okay. You know, some men can talk for an hour, and all they're ever going to get out is Aunt Betsy had a hard time when she was a young person. But really, that's too bad for Aunt Betsy. But what does that do for your eternal soul? How does that prevent you from being deceived? What does that have to do with the Word of God? Chapter by chapter, verse by verse, keeping you forewarned of what's down the road. It's going to get worse before it gets better, my friends. That's why I'm covering this lecture. You want to be set. You want to be prepared. Verse 8. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. You all remember Jannes and Jambres. They, when Moses was put, the very plagues were coming up on Egypt, the same plagues you have in the book of Revelation that will come in the end times, Moses threw his rod down, and Jambres, they threw their rods down. They turned into snakes too. There was one big difference. Moses' snake ate all theirs up, okay? That's why you want to always stick with the winner. They play religion, but they don't compare with Almighty God. Okay? They fall short. Stay with the Father and don't save yourself a lot of embarrassment. Okay, verse 9. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Just as it was before Moses, so it shall be here in the end times with those that teach falsely. Verse 10, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience. Verse 11, persecutions, afflictions, which come unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, were persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. And you know something? He'll do the same for you. He will always deliver you. It can get pretty rough sometimes. Really rough. You can always take another hill. Don't you ever let anybody tell you you can't. You can. You keep disciplining yourself. And you be ready to march. I mean, go on and on. Because they cannot have the victory, regardless of what they do to you. God is going to let you come out on top. Always. Ultimately, don't let them see you sweat on your first cruise, okay? Stay tough. 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And that's so. But you, in the name of Jesus Christ, can put a wall around yourself where it doesn't bother you. They can't harm a hair on your head. They may say a lot of words. They may build you up a reputation that only a bad person could have. And you didn't have anything to do with it. You know something? It doesn't hurt you with your standing with Almighty God. Not one iota of what the wicked say. Because you have the victory. Verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. I do not want you to be deceived. I want you to understand what's happening in this world. And there will be some, you know, when the false Messiah himself appears, oh, is he going to be a dandy? You better be ready. 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Well, who was that? The Holy Spirit, through the Word of God. God touching you, leading you, strengthening you, giving what you need in whatever situation you were in. Verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Underline that little word wise tucked in there, because it is sophizo. It means clearly be wise, to spot the enemy, to control the enemy, to outsmart the enemy. Why? Because you have Almighty God with you. They do not. So it's going to get worse before it gets better, but that means nothing to you as long as you stay the course, as long as you stay in the Word, as long as you don't listen to a bunch of malarkey. There's going to be a lot of it out there. Already is. How do I know? The Word of God. He always is so encouraging. Tells you where to look to find comfort. He's told you even in this lecture, look at my nature, look what I did. It's mine, and you inherit it from me. Enjoy it. Be there. But which are able to make thee wise, cunningly, being able to devise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. It will always hang on to that salvation. It will always, you will be in his saving arms. 16, all scripture. Now how much was that? All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. In what? In righteousness. Not in deceit, not in leading astray, but in righteousness. 17, to complete the lecture. That the men of God may be perfect. That means fresh and mature, not some babe in the Lord. Thoroughly furnished with all good works. Works from who? Works from Almighty God. Works from the very Word of God himself. For who did it say brought the Word even in the Old Testament, men of old, but from the Holy Spirit through Almighty God, the Creator of all things? Let me tell you something. The Creator of your very soul, your being, I mean, you belong to him. You'll have some people say, well, I intended to get around to giving my soul to him. Too late, Charlie. Read Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4. All souls belong to God. He's got you to do with as you deserve. And so it is. That's why you want to always deserve what is right. Cunningly dividing the word of God, whereby you're not deceived, and pointing out that that is wrong, whereby it does not grow or take root in your family, but that you have that truth, which is righteousness. Heavenly Father, thank you, Father, for the privilege of serving you. Thank you, Father, for the knowledge and the cunning discernment of spirit, Father, to know that that is untrue from that that is true. Bless this congregation and all they come in contact with, Father, with that beautiful, wonderful truth. We ask it in Yeshua's precious name. Amen.
The beast on sea.